Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering, do the advantages outweigh the disadvantages in IELTS speaking? As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I frequently encounter students grappling with opinion-based questions in the speaking test. One common theme that often arises is the classic, do the advantages outweigh the disadvantages prompt. This type of question can feel daunting if you're not prepared. However, with a strategic approach and practice, you can confidently articulate your stance and achieve a higher band score. Understanding the advantages and disadvantages question type. This question format tests your ability to analyze both sides of an issue, weigh the pros and cons, and present a clear, reasoned opinion. It's not about simply listing advantages and disadvantages. It's about demonstrating critical thinking and supporting your viewpoint with relevant examples and explanations. Tackling the "Do the advantages outweigh the disadvantages?" question. Here's a step-by-step approach to effectively answer this question. Type 1. Analyze the question and brainstorm ideas. Take a moment to understand the specific issue presented. Don't rush into forming an opinion. Instead, quickly brainstorm a few advantages and disadvantages related to the topic. Example question: do the advantages of living in a large city outweigh the disadvantages? Brainstorming. Advantages: more job opportunities, diverse cultural experiences, better access to education and healthcare. Disadvantages: high cost of living, pollution, overcrowding, fast-paced lifestyle. 2. Structure your response. Organize your thoughts logically. A simple yet effective structure is: introduction. Briefly state your opinion, e.g., I believe the advantages of city life do outweigh the disadvantages, although there are certainly some drawbacks. Body paragraph 1. Discuss the advantages, providing explanations and examples for each. Body paragraph 2. Discuss the disadvantages, again with explanations and examples. Conclusion. Briefly restate your opinion and summarize your main points. 3. Use clear language and signposting. Use clear, concise language and signposting phrases to guide the examiner through your response. Here are some useful phrases. To introduce advantages, one major advantage is: firstly, furthermore, moreover. To introduce disadvantages, however, on the other hand, one potential drawback is: despite the advantages. To express your opinion, in my opinion, from my perspective, I strongly believe that. To conclude, in conclusion. To summarize, overall, I would say, city life pros cons. City life pros and cons: a vibrant city scene showcasing both the positive aspects, like job opportunities, cultural experiences, education and healthcare, and negative aspects like high cost of living, pollution and overcrowding. Example answer. Do the advantages of living in a large city outweigh the disadvantages? Candidate. I believe the advantages of city life do outweigh the disadvantages, although there are certainly some drawbacks. One major advantage is the abundance of job opportunities across various industries. This attracts people from diverse backgrounds, creating a vibrant and multicultural environment. Additionally, cities offer better access to quality education and healthcare facilities compared to rural areas. However, it's undeniable that cities have their share of disadvantages. The cost of living can be extremely high, especially for housing. Pollution and overcrowding can also impact the quality of life. Overall, while city life comes with challenges, I believe the opportunities for personal and professional growth, along with the access to cultural experiences, make the advantages more significant. Key tips for success. Practice makes perfect. Regularly practice answering advantages and disadvantages questions on a variety of topics. Record yourself. Record your responses and listen for areas where you can improve fluency, vocabulary, and pronunciation. Expand your vocabulary. Use a range of sophisticated vocabulary to express your ideas effectively. Don't be afraid to take a side. Have a clear opinion, even if you see both sides of the argument. Use real-life examples. Support your points with relevant examples from your own experiences or observations. By following these tips and strategies, you can confidently tackle "Do the advantages outweigh the disadvantages?" questions and demonstrate your ability to think critically and communicate your ideas effectively in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.